back to it now. Rory McShane joining me, a GOP strategist. And we just played this bit from the Minnesota lieutenant governor saying that parents have to believe their children because that's being a good parent. Rory, welcome back to the program. You know, I thought I was a T-Rex when I was growing up. I'm glad my parents didn't schedule me to be inserted into the body of a crocodile so that I could have the right appropriate skin. What do you have to say?
Well, you know, my 5-year-old son told me he was a T-Rex the other day.
Yeah.
And I think I pulled him outside and told him to eat the cat. Department of Child Protective Services might have an issue with me.
Why?
They wouldn't say, well, I mean, it's right. I'm believing my child.
Right.
Is that what
Why?
You're supposed to do?
Yeah. You know, if he identifies as a T-Rex, by God, that's what he is. You know.
That's right. Exactly. And at 5 years old, isn't he capable of making that decision?
Of course.
For himself? I mean, you can't let the boy decide how much ice cream to eat, or he'll eat, you know, the whole tub of it. But T-Rex or not, boy or girl, he should be able to decide that on his own.
Absolutely. In fact, I'd like you to hear this. I'd like to play this again from the Minnesota lieutenant governor so everybody can hear and we can talk about it. Go ahead, cue that up, because I want to hear from her again. And roll her. What number was she? Number 4, maybe? The lieutenant governor from Minnesota. There she is. Roll that beautiful footage.
Because let's be clear, this is life-affirming and life-saving healthcare. When our children tell us who they are, it is our job as grown-ups to listen and to believe them. That's what it means to be a good parent.
Oh, really? Just whatever your kids say. Just go with it, Rory. That's what it means to be a good parent. I'm going to guess. I don't know. Maybe that person is not a parent. Just a thought. What do you think?
Or an absolutely terrible one.
There's that.
Whose kids are totally feral. Those are the two options.
Totally true. All right, so how do we reel this back in? I just saw very brightening news out of the Netherlands. The farmers there won 15 seats in the Senate with a brand new political party that's never existed before. There's only 75 seats in the Senate in the Netherlands. They got 15 of them because they said, we're done with the Green New Deal. We're done with woke policies and politics. And I think when you see people like this in Minnesota and you hear these really dumb things from Rachel Levine and these others from the Biden administration, people say, what are you talking about? At some point, even liberals go, are you nuts? Honestly.
Well, first, they're doing half the job for us, right? There's an element of the Democratic Party, a strategic element, a Bill Clinton element, that's saying, shh, don't tell these people who we really are. You know, lie to them. And then there's another element of the Democratic Party, the Bernie Sanders element, that's saying, no, we need to be honest about who we are. And credit to the lieutenant governor of Minnesota for coming out and saying we want to gender mutilate children. That makes it easy for us as conservatives, if we have the backbone to do it, to say you will not harm our children. We will stand in the breach and we will fight you on this. And then it makes it easy for middle class America to make their decision, for family loving Americans to make their decision.
Yeah, there you go. It is remarkable to me that we even have these conversations. The idea that if a grown man dresses like a grown woman and wants to be called Sally, that somehow we're required to behave that way. But worse than that, the idea that a boy or a girl can dress however and then can compete, a boy can compete as a girl by changing a uniform. This is the thing that really bothers me the most. When you take young women that have worked their tails off to excel at whatever sport it might be, whatever competition it might be. Maybe it's on the track, maybe it's in the pool, whatever. And then you allow an intact male, a boy, or a young man to compete against them and steal, because that's what it is, stealing their place on the podium, stealing their opportunity to excel. That is what I find completely offensive, Rory.
100%. But this is what the liberals do. They're very good at incremental gains, right? So when the trans agenda came out, they said, well, don't worry about it. This is about adults getting to do, free and consenting adults getting to do and live as they feel is best, right? And there were some on the right who said, okay, well, maybe I don't agree with it. But, you know, if a free and consenting adult wants to have a surgery or dress as the opposite sex because they feel that's more in tune with them, so be it. And then it came for the high school students, and it was well, this is just high school students. By high school, a student can decide if they want to be on the boys' team or the girls' team. And at that point, it raised alarm bells in most people. But for those it didn't, the left said, it's just high school students. Don't worry about it. Now it's 5- and 6-year-olds. Let your 5- and 6-year-old have gender mutilating surgery. That's what a good parent would do. And at this point, any reasonable person has to say, over my dead body, will you people take this country?
Yeah. And so how do we, you have the pleasure of living in Texas. You might leave, you might just leave and say, guys, appreciate it. I really love you, but I got to go. Good luck. I mean, I see that happening more and more every day. I see it more likely that Texans going to be out of here.
Yep. I mean, unfortunately, I live in Austin, so I don't get to escape it very much.
Listen, you know, my dad used to say choices, Rory. People make choices. You know, that's on you, dude.
It is. And it's not a great one.
Yeah. But you don't get to escape it. But Texas as a whole might push that envelope. That's my point, because of all this nuttiness. I mean, yeah. It's just so beyond the pale most. That's why, Florida, Texas, South Dakota, Ohio, some other states, maintain their sanity while the rest of the country loses its collective mind. That's where I see us right now.
As people become more mobile, what happens is people vote with their feet, right? They get up and they leave California in droves. They leave the Northeast. They leave Massachusetts and New York in droves, and they go to states where they can raise a sensible family, and they can have a life, and they can build a life together. And that's what happens. But we as conservatives have one chance to push back on this, and that's if we are not afraid to call it out by its name and attack it. We can't be talked in anymore by the Mitt Romney types to ignoring these hugely important cultural issues.
That's right. You can't just look the other way, because incrementally, you're right, they come incrementally for a little bit, and then a little bit, and then all. But here's the thing. Look, I've got some lesbian friends of mine. Look, they don't buy in any of this stuff. They don't think that this has anything to do with the LGBT community at all, the transgender stuff. They're like, that is nothing. That is not what we fought for. That's what they tell me. Yep. This is not what we fought for. I'll give you the last word.
That's 100% correct. A good friend of mine, gentleman who was a senior executive at my firm for a number of years, a gay man, was on the national board of the Gay Republicans organization, and he says the same thing. This is not what we fought for, and they are co-opting our agenda. Our agenda was we are business owners, we are taxpayers, and we should be treated equally, not this insanity. And he's spoken up loudly about it and had some retribution for it.
Yeah.
But we're grateful that they do.
Yeah. Rory, greatly appreciate you being here. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Steve, great to be with you as always.
There you have it. We'll take a break and be back. Don't go anywhere.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
My backyard.
Oh, your backyard.
Try telling a bear that.
I did, and this bear talked back.
Talking bear, that's rich.
No, wait, it was Smokey Bear.
Smokey?
Why didn't you say so?
I did say so.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste.
No, boy.
He told me to burn legally and responsibly, and to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
And as always, he's right. 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Yeah, I know that now.
Thanks to me.
Actually, thanks to Smokey.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Oh!
You are round MVP.
Yeah, man. Yo, Drew, I finally got round MVP. Round MVP.
No way. That was some ownage. It's a good thing you got me as your wingman.
Right. You mean when you threw that flash grenade at me?
Whatever, man. Huge round. Seriously, great stuff.
Finally earning round MVP takes determination. So will getting into college. I've got what it takes.
All right, class. I'm going to pass back your tests. And the high score goes to... Brian.
Oh, yeah. High score, baby.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you have the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help you get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad